This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas for Pacquiao Bradley 3. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Mike Kliss of News 9 in Denver said, Broncos have no plans to sign Manziel and has not been discussed. Broncos head coach Gary Kubiak has relationship with Manziel as Texas A&M alums.
So is this like an Aggie, old buddy, old pal?
Yeah.
I can't picture a scenario where Gary Kubiak says, yeah, let's bring John Football in.
You talk about a guy that could destroy what you have there. You need a guy who's not going to screw up. What does he do on and off the field?
He's a screw up.
Let's talk about all the crap the Bulls got away with. Let's talk about how many push-offs Jordan got away with, how many travels Jordan got away with. I get why people don't like this team, but you got to stop with the whole, this Bulls team was the greatest ever, and nobody can ever compare it to them. How about just enjoy the now, man?
You know how many people I think are experts on who would win a game between those two teams? Steve Kerr.
Yeah.
That's the one guy whose opinion I care about, and I doubt that he'll ever give it.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number to text the show. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like. Put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You got the number for that.
The last hour, Fred.
This is the last hour. It's got by pretty fast, actually. Slow start, admittedly. I kind of came out and not quite as bad as the start that Ken Giles apparently is off to.
Boy, that's a, like you said, it's early, but that investment's looking a little shaky at this point.
Yeah, he'll be fine. It's, again, it's early in the season. It's a couple of games. Some guys are ready faster. You know, some guys are ready right out of the, we talked about this a little bit. He'll get it together, but not a good start for him, and not a good afternoon for the Astros,
yeah,
as it turns out. But you know what? There's 159 more of these to go.
Yeah.
So I don't think I would go into full panic mode just yet. But 8-5 the score now, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm having trouble. The internet has slowed down. I guess people are coming in for the press conference, so they're all getting on our internet. Shame on them. A couple of things. It was Andy who sent me the Cobra story, and El Jefe was just suggesting maybe it was John and Sean who gave me the story. Not that we were stealing from them. So
okay.
My apologies there. Just misunderstood.
You were going to kill him.
No, I wasn't. But it's, yeah, we get that a lot. And people act like you're going around listening to, and not him in this case, but people act like that. And it's, you have to explain to them. Whenever I use something from one of their shows or you use something, what do we say? Hey, I heard Sean and John talking about this today.
Yeah.
And then go on from there. Just heard the rewind. I watched some of those old clips of the Bulls playing. In my opinion, those games are so slow, and the guys are generally not as athletic looking as the guys today. You got to keep in mind it was a different style of basketball. The rules were different. I don't know that I would have called Michael Jordan slow or Ron Harper slow when he played on that team, or Dennis Rodman, but it was a slower pace in a lot of ways. But I mean, look, that team was great. And that whole conversation means nothing if the Warriors don't win the championship.
Yeah.
And it means nothing if they don't get to 72 wins. Jesus asking any bad beats in poker. Yeah, what do you got?
Don't get me started.
What do you, one for, well, between the two of us, we're now 1-7 with pocket tens.
Yeah.
I managed to get our first win with Kings today.
That was helpful because I think I was 0-3. This morning.
You got him three times, and every time, ace on the flop. Every time.
It was brutal. And then a couple of strange things happened. I got dealt 9 jack of clubs. And
that's a Falcon hand there.
Yeah, I like that hand too. It's in my big blind. Of course I play. The flop comes out with the 10 and the queen of clubs. So I'm obviously very interested now.
Yeah.
A flush ends up, you know, a flush makes regardless. I don't get my 8 or the king. So a guy bets out. I call, you know, I don't feel great. I'm not going to, like, raise him, but I call it. He had the 8 and the king. He had both ends of my open-ended straight flush draw. And then in the tournament this morning where I was just desperate to get some good cards, I got dealt pocket aces in the big blind. Everyone folded to me.
Including me as a small blind.
Including Fred as the small blind. Everyone folded to me. It was terrible.
The only thing that really... Yeah, and I feel like both of us are playing great. We're not getting cards at the right time right now, and when we are, we're getting beat. The only thing that got me today, we're down to four players, and basically AJ's – I think I'm chip leader. He's second in chips. And I make a stiff raise with ace-queen. The guy goes all in. No, he called my all in. That's what it was.
Yeah.
I put him all in when I bet. And he's got queen jack. And basically, if I win the hand, he's out. AJ and I have 90% of the chips left between us. It's going to wind up being a chop. Well, of course, he runs out of straight.
Yeah.
And then that guy luck boxes into two more wins. And that was the end of it.
Yep.
So what do you do? Because that guy lucked out on AJ with a hand. Well, no, he didn't really luck out. That was a hand where you...
I made a misread on him.
Yeah, but it was easy to misread him because he was playing garbage. He shouldn't have been. He called an ace king with ace four and survived that, and then he called ace queen with queen jack and survived that. It's just one of those things. Okay. Anyway,
you played. You play another day though. You live to play another day, Fred.
Oh yeah. Well, actually though, I'm in danger of being skunked. I got one more tournament tonight, and then the wife's here, and that's the end of my poker for the week. So I have not gone 0-for. In Vegas in, well, I don't know how many years. So a lot of pressure on tonight's tournament. David asks, I know not many were clamoring for this fight, but what is the buzz like there compared to other Manny fights?
We'll know tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow's really the day people start getting here. It looks like there's going to be a pretty good buzz for it.
Yeah.
But I think Vegas is kind of buzzing right now anyway. I think the opening of this arena has got people excited. It was really packed wandering around last night for a Wednesday night. So, yeah, I don't know yet. I'll be able to give you a better answer to that tomorrow.
It's going to be interesting, the fight on Saturday night and the Guns N' Roses concert on Saturday night.
Yeah. Is that going to be nuts or what?
It's going to be wild down here.
Yeah, I think – I don't know if I'm going to the fight or the Blue Man Group. Just depends on the wife.
Aren't you serious?
Hey, dude. I'm trying to avoid another divorce. I'm just trying to do my best to... The fun part of the trip was last night and then tonight up until about 11 o'clock when she gets here. And then
you just got to make the most of it.
Yeah, and then I'm just going to have to do the touristy thing.
Okay.
But
Has she been here before? Yeah, she's been here before.
Yeah, she's been here before. Third trip,
I've seen her before here.
Yeah, this is the second time she's come when we've been here for a fight. But she's not. She's coming to see our friends.
She doesn't care about
any of the fun stuff.
Why don't you go to the Blue Man Group with your friends?
Well, because they're really busy this
Saturday,
week.
Yeah, Saturday they're
going
to be busy.
Yeah, they got a little bit going on. But 713 asked, do you guys play tournament or cash? Like, we usually play the little tournaments here. I've been playing a lot more cash. I just haven't done it. I didn't do it last night because we just spent more time having fun.
Yeah. I just don't really play cash poker anymore. I like to play tournaments. Mm. I like where everybody starts out on a level playing field, and typically that works out for me. It's not working out for me. Last time and this time, I've been struggling.
Oh, John reminds us, 2004, 2005, the last time in a non-strike year that every team had a record over 500 in the playoffs.
That's a long time.
500 better, yeah.
Well, hopefully we break that streak this year.
Yeah, we shall see. Top of the ninth, Yankees 8, Astros 5.
Well,
1-2 start to the season.
I mean, Mark Appel could have given up a Teixeira bomb.
Probably so, but it's too early to even start talking about that deal yet. Nets were 42-40 that year, according to John. He's just a fountain of information now.
Yeah.
You got to like that. Okay, I promised you that I had an article for you about a new dating site.
Yeah,
I don't know how I feel about this dating site, but I'm going to save it for next segment. But just for the record, don't let me forget to do it.
Okay.
Because, you know, it can happen. Because we get on other stuff, and then we forget about it, and we look up at 6:45. It's time for Hoffman on Hollywood.
Right.
It's like, okay. I do need to give something else away, though.
Okay.
Since we're here for the Pacquiao Bradley fight. Do we not have those things we're supposed to read about the fight?
I don't know. I don't know. What's Mike up to?
I don't know. I think he's
Gallivanting?
Yeah. You can win a Pacquiao Bradley duffel bag. Two of boxing's biggest superstars, Manny Pacquiao and Timothy Bradley, will collide in a mega fight for the welterweight championship this Saturday, April 9th at 8 p.m. Central. Get the fight live only on pay-per-view. Caller number 15. I think I've already lost my Bradley duffel bag.
Already?
Yeah. I don't know if I don't think I left it in the studio, but I couldn't find it. I was going to actually bring it on the trip. Don't know where it is.
Well, that's unfortunate. Mm. Didn't last very long.
Yeah, that's a shame. It's a nice bag.
Yeah.
Did I give a caller number, John? Okay, good.
All right.
I always, again, when we start talking about stuff like that, I forget. I'll have to ask, since you guys were out yesterday, what are the odds the Spurs take first place and Golden State drops to second?
I think that's still pretty unlikely.
It's possible.
It is, but I still say unlikely.
What is this that Dustin's sending me about Bourbon Barrel Hellfighter Night happening in Houston?
Tonight?
Is that tonight? April 7th, yes.
Thoughts and prayers.
Oh, thoughts and prayers in my liver.
Yeah, you're talking about for that to happen, the Warriors would have to lose out.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
I don't see that happening. All right.
This is their worst 10-game streak, 10-game run of the season, and they're 7-3 in the last 10 games. That's the worst run they've had all year.
I do think you're right, though. Maybe the pressure of it starts.
Of course it is.
It would to anybody. All right. Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're willing and able. Words are weapons of the terrified.
Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas for Pacquiao Bradley 3. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. We're coming to you today live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas.
We're looking live.
Where two of boxing's biggest superstars, Manny Pacquiao and Timothy Bradley, will collide in a mega fight for the welterweight championship. With their whirlwind all-action styles, both fighters have consistently produced legendary Fight of the Year brawls. Fight fans will also see a stacked undercard featuring Gilberto Ramirez taking on Arthur Abraham, as well as rising stars Oscar Valdez and Jose Ramirez. Don't miss Pacquiao versus Bradley live on pay-per-view this Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. I'm glad I remembered those, because we always have these, and I realize that, we're 3 segments left in the show, and I haven't done any, so you might hear that again before the end of the show, just saying. Joey says maybe you did leave it in the studio, and AJ's office thief got their hands on it. If I left my bag in the studio, it's gone.
Yeah.
There's too many people there that are just scumbags that won't realize it doesn't belong to them.
No, they realize. They just don't care.
Well, I think they just decide it's for them. Oh, somebody left it here. It's mine.
By the way, your Astros fall 8-5. The Yankees take the series 2-1. It happens.
Yeah. Yeah, don't start. I'm trying to warn everybody about this after day one.
Will Harris takes the L, but Mike Fiers did not have a good day, for sure.
No.
And neither did Ken Giles. So,
but
in fact, I would argue that Will Harris may have been the best pitcher the Astros had on the mound today, and he gets the L. That's always unfortunate.
But yeah, I would not get too down over two losses. Again, I try to take the season in 10 to 15 game stretches.
Yeah, it's just,
and it's especially early.
Well, and I mean, I always say you want games are one thing. You want to win series.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a bummer they don't win the series, but it's one of many. They'll be all right.
Long way to go. All right, I promised you this dating site. And you know what? This might be something Pearson would be interested in, too, if he were still single. This is there's dating websites for everybody, right? I don't really know. I guess this is a fetish thing. It's called smell dating. You have to wear a shirt without deodorant for 3 days. send it to the smell dating people, and then wait for them to send you other people's shirts to see if you like how they smell enough to want to meet them and potentially smell them for the rest of your life.
I don't want to meet anyone who goes 3 days without changing their shirt or wearing deodorant.
That's kind of how I feel. Is this something that would interest you?
No. You know what? I don't want to meet myself if I'm smelling that way.
Yeah, first off, I don't want to go 3 days without deodorant.
I mean, how embarrassed are you to send your shirt out being all smelly? I don't want that.
Well, would you like to hear
that? You're trying to make a good impression on a lady. You don't do that.
Would you like your explanation?
Sure. Pheromones or something?
At Smell Dating, we understand the metrics of compatibility are chemical. Connection is a matter of intercourse, not interface. The internet has replaced fleshy experience with flat apparitions, avatars, and painstakingly curated profile pics. Smell Dating closes digital distance by restoring your molecular intuition.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm out on that.
Yeah, I do not want to. I guess I get the conception that you have to like the way a person smells, because you're going to have to. You know, they might forget to bathe one day. Oh, man.
Wow.
So that not for you? Not for any of us?
No, not for me.
We're all out.
No, not smell dating. Mm. No, that doesn't make sense. But those are for weirdos. Let's just keep it real.
What do you mean that's weirdos?
Weirdos meaning like you know, there are weirdos out there. Well, people are different. And what I mean is, like, women that want to start dating guys that are in prison.
What's wrong with that?
There's a problem. You don't even know the guy. You become his pen pal, and then you start a relationship with the guy. You support him for 3 years, and he gets out.
But you don't.
And he cheats on you a week later. I'm just saying though, that's different.
Okay.
Is that the right word?
That is different. That's different.
And that's smell dating is the same category. Same type of people.
What if you? I mean, let's just pretend for a second you're single. And you meet a girl who wants you to ripen up for her. She wants you to go 3 days without showering just to see what you're like. What do you say to that?
I say you're weird.
And you're done with it?
I'm done with her.
Really?
Yes.
What if she's like
if
really
she's super hot?
Yeah.
If she's super hot, I'm still done with her.
Really?
Because she's off.
Yeah, but
she's
I mean.
Off, and there's more
well,
to
we're
it.
We're not asking
but
you to marry her.
Yeah, can't you just keep that
just
in the back of your mind like, well, maybe I will get really stinky. We'll have some sex. And then I'll just know that this relationship can only go to a certain point because she's crazy.
Yeah. That's, you're right. You're right.
All right.
Yeah, you're right. It is dating. So you're right. You didn't say smell marrying.
That's true.
Yeah. 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 I mean, I highly recommend not getting married at this point.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Everything all right on the home front?
Oh, yeah. Okay. No. I'm just – dude, I've been married enough
he's
times.
Like, he's like, oh, he's – bummed out about his wife getting here, and he's like, all the fun was last night and tonight until about 11 when her plane lands.
I'm just all the stuff that we usually do.
Okay.
The fun stuff that we usually do. Actually, all right, since now you're going to get me in trouble.
No, I'm just making sure everything's okay.
No, everything's great. Everything's great. But the thing is, actually, what I do like when she comes here, she finds different stuff that I would never think about doing. And about 80%
weird
of,
stuff?
No, not weird
like
stuff.
Like the Blue
not,
Man Crew?
Okay, yeah, that's not something I would do while I was here.
Have you guys gone to see the Jabberwockies?
We have not. But
you seen Chris Angel, the mind freak?
No.
Okay.
No. But I would say about 80% of the stuff she finds is really cool. So,
okay.
Yeah, like we did that CSI thing that they had that time where you go and solve the crime last time we were here. That actually was fun. She found this really cool German bar where the guy blows the big horn.
Oh.
One of those things.
That sounds like the most obnoxious place in the whole world.
No, it's actually pretty cool.
Oh man. Yeah, well,
that's about it.
My family is coming too, so I'm sure I'll be into things like that.
But that's
but we
right.
have the new
but
baby
no.
coming. The well, new baby. I'm not big on babies in Vegas, but I haven't seen mine in a while.
Yeah.
Driving up from L.A.
Where's your baby been?
He's been in L.A.
Why is he in L.A.?
Because, you know, seeing his brothers and his grandparents, my mom, my wife's parents. So, yeah.
They've been hogging him up?
They've been hogging him up.
Your wife is okay with that?
Well, my wife is there, too.
I know, but has she been there the whole time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. They've been on, like, vacation or something?
Yeah. Well, no, just visiting family.
You're seeing your wife on these long vacations?
No.
It must be nice to have a big baller job.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no, it's just we fly here a lot.
Right.
So she gets the reward.
Okay.
Yeah, I give it. I just let her get the points.
Gotcha.
And fly free. Right?
Yeah.
That's what you do when you have a companion.
Yeah.
And you want to get rid of them for a few weeks.
For a few weeks, though. I mean, did your wife work?
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, we just – because the baby's so young and it costs so –
I didn't know Mike Pearson was so rich. Did you know
I'm
that?
Not rich. Well, I'm not rich. You just have to sacrifice.
What kind of package you have on your cable?
You have to sacrifice.
What kind of package you got on cable?
I don't have the NFL ticket or the NBA ticket. No.
You get HBO?
I get HBO and Showtime.
You get Cinemax?
No.
Oh.
I don't even get Stars.
You don't need Stars. That's a stupid channel.
Well, that Power used to be on there.
I'm not watching that show.
No, you're not. I know. You're bald head white guy. I'm just kidding.
To be fair, you could argue that
you have a Netflix subscription.
My son does, so I can use his. But I don't.
What do you mean your son does? How old's your son?
22 and 18.
Okay, he pays for it himself.
Both of them have one, huh?
He pays for it himself.
Of course.
Okay, good.
His own phone too.
He lives in your house?
No, they live in Los Angeles.
Oh, you got a 22-year-old son. How old are you?
40 this year.
Damn, you're looking young, man.
I know. I had him when I was young.
Yeah.
Now my wife had a son, my 22-year-old, before we got together.
Oh, okay. So you didn't
me and my
have
wife, a... I still had a son at 20, though.
Okay, but you didn't have one when you were 17, 18?
No, sir.
Good for you.
No, sir.
Okay.
Because I know you're thinking stereotype. I mean, there you go.
No,
I'm just kidding.
Stereotype. Let me tell you. Trust me, I have a sister who had one when she was 15. So, yeah, it happens. But
we're playing the music here.
I love you. You don't look like you're 40 years old.
Thank you.
You're holding up well.
Thank you.
Are you using like a face cream?
Come on. Should I? You know the old saying, black doesn't crack.
That's true. They do say that. But then I see some black people who look really old, like Greg Oden.
And LeBron.
Yeah, these guys are like 25 and they look like they're 50.
Very true.
How's that happen?
Exceptions to the rule.
Okay. White people crack. I look like I'm 50. I'm 35.
That's because you guys stress out so much.
I know.
And we're like, don't worry, be happy.
I live a high-stress life. I don't know why. I shouldn't, but in my head, it's stressful. I don't get it.
All right, we're going to take a break. Remind you, we're live.
I stress Fred out all the time.
We're live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, where two of boxing's biggest superstars, Manny Pacquiao and Timothy Bradley, will collide in a mega fight for the welterweight championship. With their all-action styles, both fighters have consistently produced legendary brawls. Don't miss Pacquiao versus Bradley, live on pay-per-view this Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. And that'll make it 8 p.m. Central. We'll be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Now it's quiet all around
us. Smoke rising. ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas for Pacquiao Bradley 3. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Hockey bet for tonight. Vancouver, Calgary, over 5.5 goals.
Okay.
Those are two teams that are not playing very well, especially defensively. I like your Predators tonight, -0.5 goal.
Sweet.
And I also like your Predators over 3.5 goals individually.
Okay.
So, just a little hockey action for you.
An offensive eruption?
Indeed. Right. 409 asks, if the Astros get swept by the Royals, is it time to worry already? No. It's no reason to start worrying until you get 3 weeks in and you've got two wins. Then you should be worried. So, yeah, I know this is new for a lot of people, having a baseball team that's actually relevant. It's just – you just don't overreact. You can't – with Giles has only had two outings, and he's gotten bombed in both of them now. If that continues for 2 weeks, then you have a concern.
Right.
But if he goes on a 12-inning shutout streak.
I would say, I mean, giving up 27 runs in three games is a little disconcerting.
Yeah. Basically, you got a great start out of Keuchel and everybody else has been garbage.
Because, if I'm not mistaken, there are 9 innings in a baseball game. And 3 times 9 is 27. You get up 27 runs. 27 innings divided by 27 runs is one run per inning. That's not great.
That sounds like math to me.
Yeah, I was trying to do the math for you.
Okay, don't make me think. I don't like that. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. I have another one of these Bradley Pacquiao duffel bags to give away.
Okay.
I'm probably giving away – I'm not giving away mine because I apparently already have. But win a Pacquiao Bradley duffel bag to a boxing's biggest superstars, Manny Pacquiao and Timothy Bradley will collide in a mega fight for the welterweight championship this Saturday, April 9th at 8 p.m. Central. Get the fight live only on pay-per-view. We'll take caller number 10. They're nice duffel bags.
You've
been using yours?
I've not used mine yet.
Michael's been using his. So, a little Peyton Manning update for you.
Isn't Peyton Manning retired from...
Well, he's retired from football, but he's thinking about what he's going to do next.
Okay.
You know, maybe he's just going to own Papa John's. Maybe
it's
he's just going to drink beer.
It's possible, too. Maybe he's going to do both of those things.
But he was asking for some advice, so he went to a pretty good source. If you're thinking about getting into commentating, probably nobody better to go to than John Madden, which is what he did.
Yeah.
Apparently, Madden urged him to kind of go John Elway to try to run a team or get an ownership stake, as opposed to doing color.
That's probably a better move.
I think it is. I don't know how good he would be on TV. It's that aw shucks thing. I mean, I think it plays well in commercials and stuff. But I don't know how it would work with him being a B guy.
I think, I don't know. I've always pictured him as more like what Elway's doing than what Aikman's doing. To me, I know Peyton Manning comes over, he comes across well on television. But that works in 30 to 60 second bursts. I don't want to hear Peyton Manning talk to me through an entire football game. I feel like I'd be bored out of my mind. I see way more potential for him as the next John Elway than I do as the next Troy Aikman.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. But, I mean, that's a good guy to go get some advice from.
No doubt.
Do you guys have a schedule of where you will be in Vegas this week? I'm a huge fan. We'll be there Friday night through Monday. Gabe, I don't have a schedule because I'm at the mercy of my wife when she gets here.
We'll be at Guns N' Roses on Friday.
Hopefully, yes. Looks like we're going to close that.
And we'll be at, well, I'll be at Pacquiao Bradley on Saturday. Fred will be at the Blue Man Group.
Apparently. I don't know. I might go to the fight. Look, don't start twisting this. our Vegas is pretty freaking boring most of the time.
It really is.
It's the same thing every time. We go and find a morning poker tournament.
And then we find an afternoon.
Poker tournament. We get some lunch. We come do the show. We go get dinner. We go find an evening poker tournament, usually 7 o'clock, then a 10 o'clock.
And then we drink a lot.
And then we drink a lot until we pass out and do the whole thing again. That's it. It's predictable. And it's the same thing we do every time.
I love it. It works.
I love it.
Former Astro Hunter Pence with the grand slam. Giants now leading 12-6 over the Dodgers. So the Dodgers not giving up a run all year.
Yeah,
no, they've given up 12 in 8 innings.
Yeah.
So
nice call on that. Right when you said that,
I jinxed them. I think
not going to give up a run all year. 12 today.
They need to be humbled.
Joshua says, imagine if he asked for advice from Berman.
Oh.
I don't want to do it. I don't want to start making fun of back. Yes, I'm betting hockey tonight for the people who are asking.
I am not.
I gave you what my plays are going to be. So I like the over in Calgary, Vancouver. And I like your Predators.
All right.
So you're set. In fact, the problem I keep forgetting, though, is I got to bet these before we go on the air.
Yeah.
It's one thing about Vegas is it's because
it's a bummer when it, like, 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
There's nothing left to bet.
Yeah. We ran into that last night.
At 8 o'clock, there's nothing left to bet.
We ran into that last night because I was hoping to catch the last few races of the first night at Evangeline Downs. And I got here, and there was one race left.
Yeah.
It's just an adjustment. I always forget, though, and I always miss two or three bets I was going to make because I don't do them before the show, in whatever sport it is. I might find some NBA to play now.
Oh, boy.
It was fun when we were at the poker table last night. The dealer kept asking about the Lakers and were they covering 9.5.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't like to bet the NBA, but I can't imagine any scenario where I would bet the Lakers against anybody.
Never.
But that's pretty much where – yeah, that's what it is out like. It's what it's like out here. It's fun though. It's everything. Your whole view on sports changes, and people are watching the Masters based on bets they've made.
Yeah,
I think that's kind of cool.
By the way, if you're planning on betting the Warriors Spurs tonight, which last I saw at the MGM book was Warriors -4 tonight against the Spurs, it was expected that the Spurs were going to sit some people. But apparently that is not going to be the case. So apparently the core group will face, they will play when they face the Warriors tonight at Oracle, according to sources.
All right.
Even though they play again on Sunday. San Antonio's recently, March 25th, they set out Leonard. They set out Danny Green, Boris Diaw, and that was against the Grizzlies. On the 26th, he rested Duncan, Parker, Ginobili, and Aldridge in a loss to the Thunder, in addition to holding out Leonard as he recovered from his injury. So that's basically every good player they've got was sitting against that Thunder team. And you'll notice that more often than not when he sits these guys, it's against good teams. I mean, because at the end of the day, their schedule, a loss to the Warriors is equal to a loss to the Sixers. I mean – you know, when it factors into your final record. So he doesn't care who they lose to. If he's going to get his guys some rest, he's going to get them some rest. And I think Pop is one of those guys who believes in not necessarily letting your opponent see everything you've got. And so I think that's why he does things like that, like sits his entire team against the Thunder or the Warriors. But looks like tonight he's going to play the full crew against the Warriors.
And did they just now – did I miss it, or they just now released the – preseason NFL schedule?
That was released today, yeah.
Yeah, for your Texans, at San Francisco versus the Saints at home, the Arizona Cardinals at home in week 3, and the Cowboys in week 4. So you get Cowboys and Saints, which...
The Cowboys are...
At Dallas.
At Dallas, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a big rivalry game, Fred.
It was one of those Mexico City.
Fred.
Yes?
It's a big rivalry game.
Yeah, sure it is.
It's the biggest.
It means everything. Somebody says I got Spurs at +7 before that news broke. Guaranteed money. I don't know about guaranteed, but that's a good bet. Good for you. All right, guys, I got to tell you about SeatGeek. If you're thinking about going to catch that Astros opener.
Or Guns N' Roses.
Or the Pacquiao fight. Check out SeatGeek. It's always the first place to go. I always check ticket prices on there, or I buy tickets on there. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone. I just used it the other day because I was looking up those Guns N' Roses tickets. They take all the work and hassle out of shopping for tickets. They're all the tickets that are available on other sites are in one place, so you save time and never miss a deal. You can even set alerts for upcoming games. SeatGeek will let you know if ticket prices fall. Even better, every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value, so you can immediately find underpriced seats. And before you buy, you can use SeatGeek's detailed map to see the view from your seat at Minute Maid Park or NRG or wherever. Best of all, SeatGeek is always honest and upfront about the price, unlike StubHub. SeatGeek shows you the full ticket price from start to finish and never surprises you with huge fees at checkout. Don't wait to get your tickets at SeatGeek because the best deals don't last long. Download the free SeatGeek app or go to SeatGeek.com and grab your favorite tickets before they're gone. That's the free SeatGeek app or SeatGeek.com.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas for Pacquiao Bradley 3. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Kick off your weekend right. Have lunch out with ESPN 97.5. Each Friday, John and Raheel, followed by Unfiltered. We're broadcast live beginning at 10 a.m. from Nick's Place. Meet us at the best Italian food and drink spot in Houston at 2713 Rocky Ridge. Roger asks, I know it's not Wednesday, but what are the odds more people view the Houston Zoo fight than people watch the Pacquiao fight? Well, that's free on YouTube, so you know that's going to get a billion hits.
Yeah.
Have you seen that? The makes a fight over a parking spot at the Houston
yeah.
Zoo between two women.
Hey.
Which, you know, I don't want to get started on the parking stuff. That drives me nuts that people.
You don't think that's worth fighting over?
No, God, no.
Come on, Fred.
That's not too much worth fighting over. Let's do Hoffman on Hollywood.
Let's do it. Let's start with. Where should we start today? Let's start with Michelle Rodriguez, who I think is a little bit weird to begin with. Even weirder now. She's being interviewed, or she's upset that her Paul Walker death remark is being exploited. She regrets working with the documentary filmmakers who say they took advantage of a deep moment, her revelation about Paul Walker's death. Rodriguez told a photographer at Beverly Hills she wishes she would have died on the project because she feels exploited. Rodriguez talked about her spiritual journey while using the psychedelic drug ayahuasca for the documentary, and said that she is jealous that Paul got to experience death before she did. And she feels like the quote was taken out of context and she's being used and made to sound foolish. Which, by the way, you take ayahuasca, you're foolish.
Yeah.
That's not smart. Janet Jackson fans not happy. Janet announced yesterday that she's postponing the rest of her tour because she's decided to start a family. Which, by the way, Janet Jackson's old as dirt. Probably shouldn't be starting a family right now. I'm just going to throw that out there. Maybe it's inappropriate. I don't care. She's an old-ass lady. She's pretty vague about when she's going to be back.
Wasn't she supposed to play in that new arena here?
She was. Well, here's the deal. She's denying fans refunds on their tour tickets, even though no new dates have been announced, and they don't even know if or when she will be back. This is just me starting a family. That takes some time. I mean, that's not like a, I'll be back 2 weeks after my sprained wrist heals. Now, starting a family is a time-consuming venture, and you may want to just either give people their money back or let them know when you exactly plan to take this on. Ticketmaster sent an email to ticket holders saying until they get word about a cancellation, they're treating it as postponed and rescheduled, so no refunds. And some of these, the high-end seats, $1,400 to her show. That's just being held for ransom right now while she decides if she can have a baby or not. And finally, Brendan Urie, who's the singer for Panic at the Disco, who's, by the way, is married to a woman, has recently said that he's attracted to Ryan Gosling.
So you share something with him.
I mean, we have something in common, right? I find Ryan Gosling to be an attractive dude. But he's got a backup. He's got backup plans. He said that he wants to try to hook up with him, but he's got a plan B and a plan C as well. He says he's trying to make the Gosling thing happen, and he revealed a couple of other famous guys on his hit list. One of the names escaped him, but apparently he was referring to someone who is currently playing Superman, Henry Cavill.
I don't find him that attractive.
It's not for me. No, no. If I were gay, I would not want to make out with him. Justin Timberlake would probably be my backup plan to Ryan Gosling, I think.
I'd probably go Ryan Reynolds.
So also a superhero. You're going Deadpool.
Yeah, I'm going Deadpool.
But what about with the Burns?
Not so much.
You don't like that?
No, that's... Yeah. It's not a face I could get used to quote the movie.
That's... Yeah, I'll go with you on that. And finally, the finale to The Walking Dead, the season 6 finale, which I talked about the other day and said was not great.
Yeah.
Well, the majority of online reactions agreed with me. New statistics indicate the 6th season of the U.S. hit show ended on Sunday with fans expecting a major character to be beaten to death by new villain Negan. The character was not revealed. Many fans were left frustrated by the cliffhanger, launching an online petition asking the network to reveal who died. Social media insight provider Cans has looked at 292,500 emotional reactions from 932,308 tweets, finding 70% of them to be negative. So 70% of people who tweeted about The Walking Dead were upset about it, including myself, by the way. So
you're one of those.
I'm one of the 70%. Yeah. Season 5's finale, much more positive response. It evoked a 45.1% ER of love, while less than 10% were deemed as negative.
Ah.
So 70%, an alarmingly high number for negative reactions with this system. And that, my friends, is a Vegas edition of Hoffman on Hollywood.
Can I throw it's not really Hollywood, but a quick update
on... You can do what you want, man.
Puddle of Mud's Wes Scantlin.
Yes.
We talked about him last week and how he was drunk on stage.
Yep.
Well, Saturday night, apparently he was involved in a large police standoff, according to TMZ. Police were informed of a burglary taking place in a car in Scantlin's driveway. When they arrived, Scantlin ran into his house and refused to come out despite police orders. The officers called backup and ended with 30 officers with rifles out in front of the home.
Ugh.
Police eventually broke the door down, and he was arrested on a previous warrant. The supposed burglary was reportedly just Scantlin and friends trying to jumpstart a car. All I know is if I'm trying to jumpstart a car, I'm not running from the cops.
Man, one more quick note.
Yeah.
We weren't on the air yesterday, but I'm bummed out that Merle Haggard passed away on his 79th birthday. Remember, I was supposed to be going next weekend to see him in concert in Braunfels. That clearly is canceled. I thought it was really cool reading about that. Merle Haggard was in prison, and he saw Johnny Cash play live at San Quentin. And that's when he got serious about music.
Mm.
I thought that was pretty badass. But he's one of my favorite country music dudes. That's a good act.
Awesome.
The world lost a good one.
Yeah, he will be missed. Maybe just as famous from being sung about by David Allan Coe.
Could be.
All right, that's going to wrap it up from Vegas. Great job, Michael Pearson. Great job, John Lee. Great job, A.J. Hoffman. Solid job by me after a bad start. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Stay sportsy, bitches. Bottom of the bottle to fill this empty heart up. 1,000 proof, don't chase the truth. I'm diving, but I can't. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.